Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Neil, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has said the government will publish the full Housing Commission report this week, but a leaked copy of the report to RTÉ News found it calls for a radical strategic reset of housing policy and has estimated an underlying housing deficit in Ireland of up to 256,000 homes. The report says the government's housing policy is plagued by ineffective decision-making and reactive policy making, where risk aversion dominates. Well, before coming on air, I spoke to Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, and I began by asking for his response to such stinging criticism.
Well, I don't take it as that either, Cormac. Just firstly to say, as you rightly say, I established the commission. It was a commitment in the programme for government because I wanted the commission to take a long-term view of housing, that we could get away from boom and bust cycles of housing, which we're doing. The commission was established in 2021. It's done 3 years' work, and I thank them for the work that they've done. And in that intervening period, actually, we have made a lot of progress. Now, we need to do more. We've delivered 110,000 new homes since I came in as minister.
We'll get into the detail
on
that,
of course.
But how do you not take that as personal criticism? You set it up. They say you are guilty of ineffective decision-making. You're guilty of reactive policy-making, where risk aversion dominates. They say a radical strategic reset of housing policy is needed. How is that not criticism of you?
Well, I think, Cormac, in fairness, the report's just on about 300 pages, OK, of detailed work that's there. I intend to publish the report this week, actually. All that was discussed earlier on today were the recommendations, 83, many of which actually we're doing, some of which we'll need to consider. And, you know, the work that they've done, I will fully assess. And I think, to be fair, it's important that people see the overall report. What was discussed earlier today was, you know, there was an unofficial publication or unofficial publication of the report, which isn't great when
Which is why it would have been helpful if the report were published. But we'll get into that. Can I get into the specifics
yeah,
that we do know?
The housing deficit,
which affects so many people up and down the country, Minister. The Commission says that there's up to a deficit of up to 256,000 homes in the country, but there's a range given. They land on about 235,000 homes as the deficit. What is the deficit, according to you?
Well, this is based on their research. Firstly, I just do want to say I got the report on the 8th of May, OK? And I think, in fairness, having that 13 days, a report that's taken 3 years to do, deserves considered examination. So I just want to put that on the record, if I may. Secondly, as well, I have said on your show many times, when I took over as minister, I took over a situation where we had 10 years of very significant undersupply. And we're still dealing with that pent-up demand that's there. Whilst we've caught up somewhat by delivering a significant homes, the largest amount of homes that we've seen in you know, 15, 20 years, we still need to do more.
What's
so I'm not surprised at all that the Commission is flagging a deficit. We'll assess the figures that they have done along with the ESRI work. And effectively what we will do then later this autumn, which I have said to you directly and have said in the Dáil as well, is that we will publish the revised targets for the remainder of the decade.
The average needed per annum, says the Commission, is 56,000 homes. Will it be that?
Just to say this, Cormac, if I could, I have said on your show publicly in the Dáil that the revised targets will be published this autumn. So that's not a surprise to anyone. I've also said that we're dealing with 10 years of significant undersupply before Housing for All. We've built 110,000 new homes in the intervening period. Now, to get to your question, we'll assess what the deficit is. There is still demand that is not being met by supply. I know that because I travel around the country in my own constituency as well, where I'm meeting people whose housing need is not met yet. And that is my challenge.
But why do you need to assess the housing targets? We've had 200 meetings from the Housing Commission. They've met with 70 housing and industry experts, and they have come up with a figure of 56,000 homes per annum as what is needed. Why didn't you accept their figure?
I think it would be fair to say, Cormac, that anyone in my position would, based on a report of this detail and a lot of really good work that's gone into it, that we be afforded the time to examine the recommendations and the data within it. Also, the ESRI...
You've had since the 8th of May.
Of 13 days, Cormac, less than 2 weeks, OK? Just I've said that already, so I don't want to just keep repeating
myself.
Do you
accept their target of 56,000 as what's needed?
No, it will form part of our assessment, and we will publish the revised housing targets in the autumn, as
but
I've said.
Now, can yes I say this? No, but it's a yes or no. This is critical. No, this is absolutely critical in terms of delivery of housing and delivery of adequate supply. Do you accept that 56,000 homes per annum on average is needed?
Could I say this, Cormac? Would any target I have set, I've exceeded so far. So the targets have not been the ceiling, they've been the floor. I've exceeded target in the first 2 years of Housing for All, and I've exceeded again this year, I can confidently say to you.
But that's not true, is it, in terms of social and affordable?
No, it's true in overall delivery, Cormac, and if we look at affordable...
No, because let me give you specifics on that. Last year, 11,939 new social homes were delivered. Your target was 13,130.
Yeah, and it's the highest amount of social homes delivered in over 50 years. We also delivered over 4,000 affordable homes last year from basically from nothing.
Your this target year, was 5,500.
And I've been very clear with that because I publish our delivery every quarter. I think, look,
You didn't meet your targets. Well, you said you exceeded your targets. You didn't even meet them.
Sorry, we exceeded the overall housing delivery targets in both years of Housing for All. But what does that mean for people in real terms? We can talk about numbers right the way through, and I've no difficulty doing that. What it means so far, when this government took over, that in the 3 years of Housing for All, since this government has been there, 110,000 homes for families and individuals have been built that didn't exist in 2020. And we're actually going to do more than that this year. Now, I've been very open as well that we're dealing with a lack of supply for the previous 10 years. So there's further demand that needs to be met. That's why I brought forward measures like the waiver of the development levy, where last month alone, in April, we saw 18,000 new homes commence in 1 month, an unprecedented figure. 53,000 new homes have commenced in the past 12 months. 550 first-time buyers buying homes every single week. So undoubtedly we've more to do, but just to recognise the fact of where we've come from.
But the problem there is a lot of those homes, people can't afford them. And the Housing Commission is saying that 20% should be the target for social and affordable instead of the 10% that we have at the moment.
Well, interestingly,
will you commit to that?
Sorry, we've done it already. We delivered 8,000 plus new built social homes and 4,000 affordable homes through various delivery streams. That's 12,000 homes of 33,000 delivered last year.
But with respect, the target should be a lot higher.
No, but sorry, Cormac, let me say this, Cormac. In one breath, you've said to me, I'm not doing the 20%. I've told you how I'm doing more than that.
Okay.
And what I also did
Can I clarify the ask here? Because we're not talking about an ad hoc exceeding of a target.
Of course not.
And we're not talking about if the number of supply in a year is 32,000, where it should be 56,000, for example. The Housing Commission is saying that you should put into legislation, or you should put into the programme for government, that the social and affordable target should be 20% of delivery. Are you willing to commit to that?
But I want to say to you, actually, and if you let me answer the follow-on from that, we've actually done it. I changed the Act to provide for 20% social and affordable. I did that the year before last. It's done already. And actually with the Land Development Agency, I went further than that. So on state-owned land, we are 100% social and affordable in our cities. And I think it's a good point to make, to be fair. Many of the recommendations that the Housing Commission have outlined, we've actually either done or are doing. There's others that need to be considered.
But it's very interesting. That's a really critical figure, isn't it? That the social and cost rental or affordable homes. Because if I'm to accept what you're saying...
But it's true.
Accept what you're saying, the esteemed experts... on the Housing Commission have got this fundamentally wrong. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not here to have a pop-off. I appreciate the work that they've done, and there's a lot of work that has gone into this very detailed report that needs to be considered. So I've just answered your question very directly. Mm-hmm. Like, I already amended the legislation. There are other things that are new, to be fair, that need to be looked at, and some things that we'll need to consider across government. But just to take the question that you asked, like, that's already done. And there are other items, if you look at in relation to affordable housing delivery, the Commission speak of equity-based schemes helping first-time buyers. That's done already as well. And the shared equity scheme has gone from strength to strength, actually, about 9,000 registrations there. So, and that's why we've got, you know, more first-time buyers now than we've had since 2006. We need to do more,
okay.
But that's happening.
So if we've achieved so much, why then is the Housing Commission, saying that we have the highest levels of public investment in Europe, but the worst outcomes?
Well, that that I don't agree with, actually. And I'd say that very straight to you, because you don't have to take my word for it. You can take the EU Construct report that was published in RTE as well, just where we where independently of us, the housing output in the construction sector was compared across EU colleagues. And last year, we were the only sector in of those 19 countries where construction grew and where it's projected to grow again this year.
Can you point to another EU country where they have as high a level of public investment in housing but worse out?
I'm not here to disagree with the Housing Commission.
But you have disagreed, so give me specifics.
I answered you a question. And there's 19 other countries. The EU Construct Report is published. Anyone can have a look at it and you can see
but
it
you
there.
Tell me, you know this on the tip of your tongue.
Well,
where
what
is
I'm saying
worse
to
than
you,
us?
Cormac, is there is... Look, I've attended housing conferences across Europe through with Housing Europe as well. Many other countries look at the housing output that we have, particularly on the social side, that on a per capita basis that we're ahead of other EU countries. But my point I'm trying to make to you is this. I'm not here to criticise the Housing Commission at all. I thank them for the work that they've done.
But one additional thing we need, they say, is more funding. Because at present, your budget in the Department of Housing is 7 billion a year. Mm-hmm. But this commission is saying that you need between 16 billion and 20 billion a year coming from both public and private sources to fix the deficit in housing and bring supply up. Will you commit to that?
Well, I think as we increase housing output, and I think it's a very good point that they've raised, I've actually made this point myself publicly, that as we increase housing output and revise the targets, we will need additional capital. So right now, this year, as I talked to you, 5.1 billion of Exchequer funding through various streams is actually supporting affordable and social housing delivery in capital. And then on top of that, we need about 8 billion a year to deliver what we're doing right now. So it goes without saying then, if you increase that further, so if you go from hopefully this year, we're projecting that we'll be in the mid to high 30s in housing delivery. If we're to go to above that, it will require not just additional Exchequer funding, but it will require additional private funding.
Okay, so how much additional Exchequer funding and how much private funding will you go after?
That very much depends on what our agreed numbers are with regard to the new targets. But we're going to look at that in detail.
Give me a range.
I'm not going to give you a range, if you don't mind, before I actually one, assess this report in detail, but also one other piece of work that's very important is the ESRI piece of work. And we also base that on the census of 2022. So we have a growing population, thankfully.
Yeah.
We've growing housing output, thankfully, as well. But we do need to bridge that gap. And unquestionably, the targets that we set will be higher than the ones heretofore.
You're talking about mid-30 targets, mid-30,000.
No, I'm not. No, if you heard, sorry, Cormac, you may have misheard me. I actually said in delivery this year, it'll be mid to high 30s above the target we've already set.
Okay. The worry here, possibly for people listening who are nowhere near the housing market, can't afford to save for a deposit because the rental costs are so high. We have record house prices, we have record rents, and we have record homelessness in this country. When you're not able to give me a target, when you're not able to give me a target for funding to close the deficit, when you're not able to give me a figure for the actual deficit in housing that we have here, and you're the housing minister, I just wonder if the commission, when they say that emergency action to address the housing deficit is needed, are you the right man in the job? Because they're talking about a radical strategic reset of housing.
I think you got to look at where the Commission started with the report, frankly, and when people see it, when it's published, you'll actually see, if you look at the recommendations there, how many of them are already actually implemented as well. To answer your question as well, look, when I took over, we were delivering on or about 20,000 homes a year. We're now in the mid to high 30s every single year. We need to do more than that, and we're doing it. We're seeing first-time buyers buying homes at a rate that we haven't seen in nearly 20 years.
Are you the right man for the job, Dara O'Brien?
Well, I believe I am, yes, and I enjoy the job, and it's a great honour to do it, and we're making progress. Is there more to do? Yes, there is. And just to remind listeners, I actually established this commission myself, and I have to say I thank them for their work. I think 3 years' work deserves more than 13 days of consideration.
Okay.
We'll consider it, and we'll act upon the recommendations that we agree with, and we'll take on board. And then, as I've always said, way before today, that we will publish our revised housing targets.
And we look forward to that. And we look forward to discussing those with you on the programme as well. Minister for Housing,
happy to.
Dara O'Brien, Gura Míle Maith Agat,
Cormac.